Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. After a major corona outbreak in a residential complex in Neukölln, the responsible city health councillor Falko Lieke of the CDU has opted for a multi-stage concept of measures for the quarantine, from citizen information to personal contact and police intervention. He told RBB Inforadio yesterday that enforcing the upcoming quarantine will be, quote, one of the biggest challenges facing the city. As of yesterday afternoon, 54 residents have tested positive and 396 households have been quarantined. The building complex, which probably has several hundred residents, was fully quarantined on Saturday. According to Lieke, more residents are to be tested, and he continued to say that the focus is now on educating the affected people, stating, quote, "We are initially relying on the social work that has been established locally in the neighborhood for years, counseling, information, and culturally sensitive education. Many people do not speak German or can neither read nor write, which is why it's important that we seek dialogue." According to Lieke, if individual citizens do not comply with the quarantine, they will be contacted personally, and added that authorities will also investigate the surrounding area, for example restaurants, to see if there are any quarantine breakers, and then speak to them with the support of the police. He added, quote, "because it's important that we contain the infection as quickly as possible to protect patients at risk and to prevent the outbreak." Lieke hopes that the police will bring the necessary urgency to the matter, but added that it will not be a case of putting out entire teams of officers on the case, which would certainly send the wrong signal and have a negative effect on the population. Per reports, it's still unclear how the residents were infected, and it's been suggested that there are links to other districts like Reinickendorf and Spandau. Berlin Briefing will continue to update you on the story as details emerge. The Red-Red-Green government coalition has presented a new police law for Berlin. In it, the security forces will be given some new powers, but will also be subject to stronger controls. The revised General Security and Order Law, or the ASOG, now allows the introduction of body cams during certain investigations and calls, not only for police officers, but also for firefighters and paramedics. This should enable them to document problematic situations during their operations. The recordings then can later be used by both sides in possible court cases. Per the law, however, body cams must not be used during operations in residences, something that CDU leader Burkhard Dregger criticized, stating, quote, "This means that if police are called because of domestic violence, a very common deployment scenario, there is no authorization to use one. We think this is a mistake." The use of body cams is to be scientifically monitored and evaluated, and after 3 years, the Chamber of Deputies will have to decide whether the regulation has proven its worth and should be continued. In addition, in the future, police will be allowed to monitor and record the telecommunications of suspects if a court allows it. Up until now, police may do this only in connection with criminal proceedings, but not in advance. Moreover, the police will be able to retrieve data from mobile phone providers, but only on those suspected of committing a crime. The law allows telephone surveillance of terrorist threats, but not of members of organized crime, something else that Dregger criticized. At the same time, the use of informants will be more strongly regulated. In the future, this must be approved by the police chief. Nicholas Schrader, spokesman for the left, remarked, quote, "We've experienced that when it comes to informants, a lot of things happen that shouldn't, including cliques and insider relationships or open financial support for the right-wing scene." In addition, so-called preventative detention, or the confinement of people to prevent crimes, for example, before demonstrations, is limited to 2 days. Before, 4 days were possible. The law does not include the expansion of video surveillance in public spaces. The left and the Greens rejected this. A petition for a referendum supported by CDU politicians for more video surveillance is currently still being examined by the Constitutional Court. The new law also does not provide for a regulation for a, quote, final rescue shot in cases of hostage taking, for example. But any legal costs incurred by persons who may have fired the shot will now be reimbursed. Interior Senator Geisel said that the new law draws lessons from the terrorist attack on Breitscheidplatz and will make the Berlin police more modern. It's to be passed by the House of Representatives before the end of this year and will come into effect on January 1st of 2021. According to a report in the Morgenpost, the Berlin Senate wants to lift the contact restrictions imposed due to the corona pandemic. Presently, a maximum of 5 people or members from a maximum of 2 households may meet. The newspaper writes that this requirement will be lifted as of June 25th. Per RBB information, however, it is not yet clear whether further relaxations will come into effect at that time. If the restrictions are lifted, the Senate would be following the example of Brandenburg, which decided on numerous loosening and lifting of contact restrictions that have been in effect since this week. According to Morgenpost, the Senate was to discuss the corona ordinance yesterday, but would not pass it until next week. The report continues that there will also be relaxations in other areas. For example, shops are expected to let twice as many customers into their stores as before. The distancing rule of 1.5 meters, however, will remain in place. Electricity from Vattenfall will become more expensive in Berlin, and hundreds of thousands of Berliners will have to pay more starting in August. Vattenfall, the basic supplier, is raising its rates, citing higher taxes and charges, as well as increased network and procurement costs. A household in the basic supply plan with an annual electricity consumption of 2,200 kilowatt hours will be raised €3.87 per month, corresponding to an increase of almost 6%. Vattenfall has about 1.6 million customers in Berlin. Specifically, the consumption price will rise from €31.14 per kilowatt hour to €33.25. The basic price remains stable at €8.20 per month. This means that the more a household consumes, the greater the impact of the price increase. Nationwide, electricity prices have risen recently. In 3/4 of the network areas, customers have had an increase this year. A model household with a consumption of 3,500 kilowatt hours should expect an average increase of almost 6%. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.